This is Sam from the Masculine Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Lantern Rescue, a ministry program dedicated to bringing light into the darkness of human trafficking. It's time to light the way to freedom. This is Lantern Rescue. We tell the stories, we talk about rescues, and we empower you to do something about it. William Wilberforce once said, "Let it not be said I was silent when they needed me." This is Lantern Rescue.
Wow, we are lighting up the world recently here on Lantern Rescue, and today we're going to make a trip to the islands. We get to go to Haiti. And we have a very special guest with us. We have Sabine. And Sabine, she is with a vocational school there in Haiti that helps with the people that are saved out of trafficking and some of the ladies that have been enslaved and giving them a vocation. So, Sabine, can you kind of give us an idea of what these ladies are like when you first meet them?
Hey, I'm very honored to be with everybody this morning and to tell you how we started with those ladies. That's a heartbreaking thing because they used to be on the street. They used to be in very, very difficult situations and trying to make their life with high dangers. But when we met them, it's never easy, especially to even make them understand they have to change their way to do things because life is very difficult in the island in Haiti. So to remove them from the street and to put them back in school, it's not easy. For that, you need to provide a little thing like a small business. So we took a small group of 300. We end up graduate 76, and that was huge. Yeah. They been graduate on sewing and cosmetology and culinary arts. But took them from the street, that's the main thing. To make them stay in the program is another thing that you have to be there. We become soldiers. We need to get them arrested in the street to put them back in the program all the time. And to be with them, really to follow their path day after day. And finally, they have to see doctors so they can understand that their life depends on staying in the school. That's why we call the program Redemption. So it wasn't easy, but the end was spectacular.
Yeah, you know? Sabine, what you do is it's really incredible. And I think it's amazing that no matter how many times these girls try to turn away from the program and they think that they have to go back to the streets and that's the only thing they know, you never, ever give up on these girls. And isn't there a saying in Haiti about what a girl does when she sees you?
You know, in Haiti, as soon somebody meets a girl in this situation, they think about us. They think about, I cannot say me because, you know, the group with you become my family. That's my mission. Since I was 14 years old, I know that's my calling. So now in Haiti, as soon you meet a girl in that situation, they said, Sabine Martel is coming for you.
That's
you
right. Yeah, that's right. You're amazing. You are really you're a face and you're a voice for these victims, and you give them hope. And I think what gives them the most hope is that you never give up on them. You know, that's truly incredible what you do.
So I couldn't help but note, as you mentioned, since you were 14 years old, so is there something in your own story that when you were 14 that led you to this occupation?
You know, I was born in a wealthy family, thanks God, in Haiti, and the other side. And I used to go to religious Catholic school, and then I had I had it easy. In this island, they took kids from the province and they put them at your house. Even they are younger than you and they have to do domestic at the house, and that we can call a modern slavery, right?
Right.
So when I was 14 years old, I spoke to my priest, and I said, I want to do a religious school for them so they can have the first communion. They can know God, so they can know Jesus. So I started, and for 3 years in a row, I had a group of those girls or those women, young women. Sometimes they don't know how to read. I had to do that too. And that's when I started really my mission. I was 14 years old. And I know that if nobody speaks for them, they are voiceless anyway because of their situation, because what they've been living in their own family. So they needed a voice in the other side where God put me as Esther in the Bible. So I could lead those people to the light. Like they needed somebody really to talk for them, to make some moves for them, you know, and that was me. Until I went to university, because I went to study in Montreal. That's why you maybe find that French accent, because I went to study in Montreal.
I'm not hearing a lot of French, but oui, oui. So Mark, how did you guys get connected with this?
So we work with some amazing people in different countries, and Sabine is by far one of the most amazing.
Oh.
And Sabine, you know I mean that. And she is just has a heart for the victims and those who are afflicted in her country, and has just devoted her life to it. And you're hearing that now. And really the ministry and school that she started for them, for these girls, is just phenomenal what she's doing for them. So she's not just giving them an education. She's trying to give them an opportunity and a future to work and to provide for their families. And through all of that, we recently did, and Sabine, I'd love for you to share more about, we did, and Ren, you guys can talk about this. We did what we called a women's empowerment training. And that's where we took, you know, big burly guys like TC and Allen and went down there and said, look, we're going to teach them some self-defense. And you guys kind of chat about that, Ren.
Yeah, Sabine, what did you think about the empowerment training, and what did that mean to the women in your school and to the women of Haiti?
My God, Ren, you were some angels sent to them, sent to Haiti, because the name of the organization, SADL, Lantern, really, that was the right moment, the right time. There was too much things going on. It was crazy. At the moment that Lantern came for this training, show the ladies how to defend themselves when they are in danger. And they are working in danger every day. And those women, too, even in their home, they are the first victim in Haiti, because it's in their mentality. Some men, they just fight the woman for no reason. Maybe to show them that they are the strongest, and that how they use the wrong way to resolve problems with the woman in Haiti. So when Lantern came and we had the training, the next day we had 20,000 people who wrote under a post, 20,000 the next day, saying how huge it is. And it was a first time thing too. I cannot thank on behalf of the rest of the crew from everywhere in the country, the association from Coreform, I cannot thank you guys enough, Ren and Alan and everybody who was with you. Really, I cannot thank you, Lantern, enough for that. And we promised them that we will come, and the countryside, they're waiting for us, because it is a huge thing to help them.
Yeah, as I'm listening and I'm thinking and I'm looking at the team and I'm going, you know, Alan, here's this great big, you know, mountain of a man, literally. What did you teach these ladies?
What we were looking at is ways they could defend themselves as the weaker vessel. So we utilized some of the techniques and tactics we've learned over our years of training and activations and stuff to facilitate a training environment and skills unique to those individuals, the women in particular. So,
and Sabine, what did the women think of that training? Now they could take down Alan. What did they think that day? Do you remember some of the women that were showing you their moves against Alan? Do you remember that, Sabine?
Oh, of course, of course. They understood, and you use a very interesting method to teach them, and they are very happy. And they were afraid about Alan, you know, the big guy. And then seeing you doing the moves with Alan, they understood he was not about the weight. He wasn't about the height. It was about the technique that you use really to remove yourself from danger.
That's okay. Where, Sabine, that's why you got 20,000 views, right? They just had to look at Alan, right?
Oh, my God, everybody. And then they saw, you know, really, when they saw Ren, they were very, very, very happy. And that, I think, boosted their confidence that they can do it, too. Because, you know, Ren is very tiny and beautiful. And they said, ow, she looks fragile. What? Yeah. So strong to defend herself against Alan. And that was it.
There's a critical, you know, kind of spiritual application of that, isn't there, Alan?
There is. But what I'd like to identify is that these women are not just average women. These are actually victims that have been placed in this program. So what the goal was to give them some life skills and skill sets to keep them from being victimized in the future. So that's what the whole training was about, was to give them the confidence and assurity to keep themselves from being put in those positions again. And how it worked out was pretty unique. I'm not your average guy, but I took the scariest type person they would encounter, which would be me potentially, and I utilized one of the smallest, which was Ren, and she was kind of my practice dummy. But it gave them the ability to see a weaker individual that they could relate to as being them, and she was able to fend me off or be able to get away from me. And then from there, we were able to then teach them the skills that they used on me, and I was a little sore afterwards, but they were able to use those things we showed them, and they were simple, so it's not, you know, hard to retain it, but you could see the confidence building up in the girls and the ladies throughout the whole training program. So it was unique, and it wasn't just me. I mean, TC had some really good stuff in there with the strikes, and he's kind of the martial arts ninja dude, but he helped along those areas. So the spiritual application is, you know, that TC had talked a little bit before about that light or that hope. Well, once they saw that and they were able to foster that in themselves during the training, you could see that light grow. It, you know, it was no longer that, you know, candle under a bushel basket. It was actually starting to brighten in it, and it was contagious. So that was a good thing. It was really cool, and it was an honor and a blessing to be a part of that.
So it's so cool that you not only have the defense, but you guys have this whole entrepreneur kit that they provide at the school as well. And we got so many more things to talk about in the islands when we come back. So stay tuned. We got so much more going around the world with a big light. Lantern Rescue. Stay tuned.
Lantern Rescue is a USA-based organization that conducts international rescue operations for people suffering from human trafficking. Lantern specializes in sending former U.S. Special Operation law enforcement and intelligence personnel to partner with host nations and assist them in creating specialized units to combat ongoing security problems, such as genocide, terrorism, and human trafficking. As a nonprofit charity, they offer services free of charge to their host nations. Human trafficking has grown into the second largest criminal activity in the world, reaching an estimated $150 billion in annual activity. Lantern Rescue has developed rapidly to combat trafficking. Lantern operates through a trained international network in order to rescue women and children from sex and labor slavery and facilitates holistic aftercare services. They're gearing up for operations right now, and you can go to lanternrescue.org to see how you can support them financially.
Welcome back to Lantern Rescue, and we have been traveling around the world with the light. Today, we are in Haiti, and how cool, we have Sabine, and she is with the association Fon Cor Fon, which is, you know, whoa, this is really cool. There's a website, all that stuff. You guys, we're going to be talking about that, and it'll be in the show notes how you can reach out and touch to her. So another the way that clearly, Sabine, you help these ladies is actually giving them their own business in an own in sort of an entrepreneurial kit. Can you take us through that a bit?
Yes, you know, provide them. It's like you provide them a ticket to a better life, you know, because those girls, don't forget, they were trafficked and abused, child labor, and, you know, by giving them a small business, you know, that really make a big impact, and they stay away from danger, because they all need to realize their dream of building or, you know, or expand something. A small loan, that's all they need all the time, you know?
And so what does that actually look like? What is it? What's in the kit?
Small kit for the sewing girls, the one that's, you know, making dresses, the dressmakers. It's a machine, actually, like a sewing machine. And, you know, a small thing that they can start it, their own stuff. For example, right now, they are making the mask to protect people. If you go on Farm Korea Farm on Facebook, on Instagram, or on Twitter, you will see the mask of Farm Korea Farm that those girls are making right now. And they are being $3 per mask. They're selling them, and they're making their living like that. So it's because in time of crisis right now. But when it's not crisis, like for them, it's always a time of crisis anyway. But for now, that's what they're doing. And what we provide them and what we would like to provide to them, really each of them can have their own little sewing machine to continue the journey.
I would imagine, Sabine, real quick, there are a lot of listeners that may want to go get that. And so I want to help spell this because, you know, I don't know how Fon Corey Fon, you know, just automatically. But the way it's spelled, if you got a pen, is F-A-N-M. That's the Fon. And then K-O-R-E. And then F-A-N-M. So you put F-A-N-M, K-O-R-E, F-A-N-M. And there at Facebook, I'm sure there's not a lot of those.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to find that on Instagram. You're going to find it on Facebook. And what that means is actually women supporting women, which is
correct.
Absolutely huge.
Correct. Women support women.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, when we found organization like Lantern.com and understand exactly our work, we perfectly fit together because we have the same vision.
Yeah. You
same
know,
same vision that equipping skills.
Sabine, you say something that's so right, because leading into that, sorry to interrupt you, I just wanted to say, because I wanted to bring out this fact, you know, that you and Ren are like twin flames, you know, the two of you, when you first met, it was really awesome to see, because she is passionate here in the States about the same things you're passionate about in Haiti, and bringing you two together. And then really, it was that meeting that made this empowerment training happen, is when, you know, Sabine and Ren both met and embraced in their kindred spirits, you know, and to say women supporting women. I mean, this is something happening internationally. And I hope our listeners can even jump in and get behind Sabine and the work that she's doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ren, when I met Ren, I understand quick that really the dream that I always had that a woman will share her heart with me, with that dream, impossible dream in Haiti, really to support the less fortunate, I understand that my dream really became true, because we share the same passion, really to support the less fortunate women in this country, the most needed. You understand? The gift that Ren and her crew bring, they just went exactly where the most needed.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, we were definitely guided, and our meeting was destined to be so that we could help each other out and really get this moving and help the women of Haiti. And I just appreciate your heart so much for this, and I really just couldn't thank you enough for opening your doors to us and being able to do this event with you. It's been one of the most fulfilling things in my life, and I think the rest of my team would agree with that.
Absolutely.
So, Alan, can you take us into, you know, I'm trying to picture this in my own mind. Well, We lost Sabine for the time being. Maybe we'll get her back. But can you kind of take us into this? These ladies are literally, are they throwing you? How exactly are they fending you off?
There's just some really weight manipulation tactics that we utilized. It's not really about strength. It's about, you know, the technique itself and being able to break grips and break holds, whether it's a choke hold from the front or from the back, you know, wrist holds, those type of things. It's not really strength as much as it is utilizing the tactic to the weakest point of the body. So it's very simple, and that's why we kept it that way. It's not something you have to practice every day, but it's good to learn and have in your toolbox, as we call it.
See, because as I could imagine, from a spiritual warfare standpoint, what you guys, you know, a relatively small team, taking on, you know, obviously one of the most powerful demons in, you know, Satan's arsenal, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, and so, like, wow, you know, leverage becomes a gigantic thing, right?
It does. I mean, the point, I guess, to it is giving the women, or the participants in this case, the knowledge and understanding that they don't have to be afraid if they rely on their knowledge and skill sets and abilities. You know, it's the biggest thing that keeps people from acting is fear. You know, and the human responses are, you know, you freeze, you flight or fight. And more often than not, the women don't know they can fight. So once you show them that they can do that, that builds the confidence in it and makes the fear fly. So,
you know. Right. So, like, kind of like we have Jesus.
Exactly.
Talk about leverage. Right. I mean, if you want to flip, you know, a demon, let me just tell you, you have all the leverage you need. But, you know, clearly, I was thinking about Sabine, that we got you back. You used the word light like 4 or 5 times in the conversation. And when you bring the light, you're bringing the leverage, aren't you? Sabine, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
So tell me, you made reference to the light several times. What does that mean in your own life from a standpoint? How could we pray for you? How can we get some leverage for you, for our listeners to engage to help?
You know, prayers are welcome on what we're doing, really, because there's a lot of good things happen for those people that we're helping and their family. You know, when I receive some light from those angel lantern group, I think they can change that and call them angel of light, that lantern. So they really, you know, good things happen. Like I said, when you use your voice, when you use your power to transform a life, I don't even find a word for that.
Yeah, it has to be a beautiful thing. But I one more time, Ren, can you share with us what those ladies say when they see her coming?
Oh, you know, if someone is living in that life in Haiti and they're in the streets, and there's a saying in Haiti that Sabine Martelli better not see you, or she'll take you and she'll make sure you have a better life. So it's known in Haiti that Sabine is this powerful, beautiful force that is out there to help women, and so many people want to get into her school and be able to get this training and to change their life. And the beautiful thing is she doesn't give up. You know, someone comes in and maybe they have an issue and they try to leave, they get nervous, they don't know any other life than the streets. And she just never gives up on them. And it's a really beautiful thing. And we hope that that's able to continue and really change the lives of more people in Haiti, as it already has with so many women.
Oh, thank you, Ren. Thank you for those beautiful words. You know, when it's your mission, you don't know better. You know, that's what I live for, to change life, to make people understand that their life worth. And that's why our team is so beautiful. I can say we team up so well. We have a beautiful relation, Ren and I. It's like I know her all my life. It's because we share the same dream.
That's right.
And I repeat it.
That's right.
And what we do matters really to those people's life. They don't. They know that from Corey Farm Lantern, we bring hope.
Sabine, can you
and
share?
We make.
Can you share a little, Sabine, about just the numbers that you wish we could reach. You know, we did it, and I think originally we said, hey, let's do an empowerment training for 30 girls, and it went to 70, and that was just the max that the facility could handle. And I still remember that day. I mean, there are girls that have been through your school and other girls who need it desperately, who are just on a waiting list outside. And I really want, you know, for us in America, for us to get this type of training for our children, it's just a matter of picking up a phone, or there's so many places this is offered. Whereas in Haiti, this is such a special thing that you're providing, that these girls never have a chance to get or receive. And we take it for granted here in the States. And I really want the people who hear this show to understand, one, how special it is, and then two, just how many girls are still needing this type of training and will use it on a monthly basis. I mean, the girls in America, you know, maybe one time they have to defend themselves. In Haiti, there are girls that constantly have to defend and protect themselves. But, you know, there were 70 that day. You had a lot on a waiting list. Can you just comment again how many girls really want to participate in this type of program in Haiti?
Please don't freak out. I will say the number. Please don't freak out.
Right.
Because we have a list right now of 30,000 people on the list.
Yeah. 30,000 heard about the training. Yeah, in your network, and you've got an expansive network across your country. Heard about that. 30,000 people, Robbie, heard of girls who need this type of ability to defend themselves.
Sounds like we know how to pray.
Yeah, we need to pray.
You know, the harvest sounds plentiful, but the workers, they're, you know, just saying.
There's four of us.
Right. So, we know how to pray. Again, for Sabine, now her ministry is, once again, Fanam Kore Fanam. So, F-A-N-M.
Girl's getting better, buddy. Getting good.
K-O-R-E and F-A-N-M, which means
A-S-T-S.
Women supporting
A-S-T-S.
Women.
A-S-T-S.
Yes. Thanks again for listening to Lantern Rescue.
This is the Truth Network.